Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
Knowing what you know now, do you think you would have beat him?
Yeah, he's still got 7 million fewer votes. Number two, they're very close in those toss-up states. It was it wasn't a slam dunk.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
Ryan Wiggins in studio with us right now. I am looking at this Axios story, Ryan, that I read right at the bottom of the hour before you came in. Biden aides discussed wheelchair use if he were reelected, new book says. This is according to the book Original Sin, where Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson finally come to the conclusion 4 years later that there was something wrong with Joe Biden.
Man, I saw Jake Tapper this morning doing a talk to camera like he was walking through the hallways like he was in the back of Saturday Night Live or something. I don't know what he was doing. But he looked like he was trying to really level with you.
Oh, is that right? Just be trying to be as real as I can.
Yeah, and you know, God bless him for putting out this book. Otherwise, we wouldn't have known that this was an issue going into this, and we really dodged a bullet there.
We did. I was reading on through this article, and obviously it's not the whole book, but there are excerpts from it where they said that aides believed it was politically untenable to have Biden use a wheelchair during the reelection campaign, but given his age, his physician, Kevin O'Connor, also privately said that if he had another bad fall, a wheelchair was going to be necessary for what could be a very difficult recovery.
Well, that rules out a lot of things, like walking up the steps to go to Air Force One because he repeatedly fell.
They tried to figure out shorter walking paths, began insisting on handrails for steps up to the stage at his appearances. They had him wear sneakers. They changed his visual briefings before events to ensure he knew every step he was expected to take, and they guided him more carefully through those movements.
Why don't they just put the stickers on the ground and tell him that this is his marker? And by the way, when you say sneakers, it just sounds old versus tennis shoes.
Right.
They had him wear sneakers more often, it says.
Well, he was running the country. The thing is that we know for sure that he was sharp mentally. This is all physical stuff you're talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, to think that, joking aside, to think that the priorities of the people around him were making sure that he had a shorter walk. This guy was so out of it. That stuff he was signing, I mean, that's the story we've talked about the last couple months, about him meeting with the House Speaker, Mike Johnson.
Right.
And having no clue what he had signed. That's one of the only indications we have, because they protected him so much that it took the Speaker of the House, and even he said, it took me like 8 weeks to get a meeting with the guy because they would not let me talk to him. But I pressed and pressed and pressed and finally had that meeting, and that's what came out of it, is that he didn't know what he was signing.
Nobody's surprised by that. You know? I mean, I don't know how the whole auto pin thing. I was talking to my neighbor about that yesterday. I would love to see that investigation go somewhere. I don't think that it will. But if he was in Hawaii when some of these major pardons and everything were signed with an auto pin back in D.C., what are the odds Joe Biden was even aware that was going on? I don't know how you prove that, but it ought to be illegal for him to not be there. Now, if you're sitting in the Oval Office and you've got 150 papers you have to sign, and you're sitting there, I could see you allowing the auto pen to be used so you're not wearing your hand out 150 times. Mm-hmm. But to just use it to sign regular executive orders that you've supposedly signed off on, I don't agree with that.
Well, I don't either. That raises a lot of questions, because we know past presidents have used the auto pen.
Right.
But in a much different way.
Ronald Reagan used one. I know that for sure. I've got his autograph at home on a letter to my father that's real. It's not the auto. I know it's not the auto pen, but they did use an auto pen for some things, particularly correspondence and things like that. They often used one.
Dear Mom, I just use the auto pen.
Yeah, thank you. Just for the signature.
Yeah, and also you got to write her a letter. You can't call her.
Can we auto pen the whole letter, please?
Dear Mom, happy Mother's Day. Sorry,
I love you.
Be there.
Yeah. We're keeping an eye. The president may speak here shortly, but if it happens before the top of the hour, we'll try to bring some of that to you. He's in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia today. I don't know. I thought maybe earlier he was signing papers on the new plane, but that clearly wasn't the case, Ryan.
Yeah.
It's coming from Qatar.
The plane thing is an interesting story. I don't know that this is going to – I don't know how this ends because there are criticisms that, well, you can't just take a plane and make it your own because he's going to keep it at the end. I think that's the criticism. But at the same time, if his argument, when I heard it, I'm like, well, that's a pretty good argument too. How about if we get a free plane instead of $1 billion that we're spending of taxpayer money? You kind of got me there. I don't know how I disagree with that.
Well, and I think you guys might have pointed this out on Annie's show yesterday. If we did the flip test and this was Kamala Harris or maybe Joe Biden is a better example, getting a free plane from China, we would have questions.
Yeah.
So I could see people having questions. The fact that it's a very public gift and it's being signed over to the Department of Defense, I'm not quite sure how you can suggest that it's being given to curry favor. I think that's what they're getting at here. Not that Trump's going to take it and then resell it and bank $400 million, but that they're somehow trying to curry favor with him, and we better watch out because they might have bugged it.
Maybe they are trying to earn favor.
Well, I don't know what they'd be trying to earn favor for. We already have a military base and all that stuff.
So that if something comes up, then it's like, oh, hey, remember that $400 million jet that we gave you? And you don't have to say it. It's just unspoken.
You think that would matter to
Trump?
I don't think it would,
but it's the optics of it that people are raising questions about.
Ryan, look at the picture they've chosen for you here.
Why did they do that?
The moose costume.
Why did I do that? Drew did that. That was years ago. Look, I was trying to break back into radio.
I love that.
I would just do whatever back then. Now I got a lot more integrity.
Was that back on the Glover show?
I think that was right when I joined the Annie Fry show.
Oh, you're wearing it.
They're like, hey, you're here. Why don't you dress up in this moose outfit?
You look like a furry.
I know.
Here's the thing. The liberals would be totally fine. Let's just say that Trump came out and said, you know, the money we're going to save from not buying a jet, we're going to reallocate that money and we're going to spend it, no, for the furries, or we're going to study transgender kangaroos in Australia. They would be all about that.
Isn't it amazing how people have fought some of those things?
Kangaroos are the issues?
No, not kangaroos and furries. That seems to be fine. But the spending on this crazy stuff, it's like they just hate it because Trump did it.
Yes.
I was looking at the drug price EO yesterday, and I tried to pull it back up this morning because I thought, oh, that'd be a great thing to bring to the show. I couldn't find it again because, you know, you search one thing one day, and then 10 minutes later, it's going to be different, especially with news. But there was an article that came up from the New York Times from right before the election about how drug prices have to be addressed by the next president. And then right under it was another article from yesterday saying this president is going to destroy Big Pharma. and like it's a big problem. same publication.
I'm waiting to see what people like Bernie. I think Bernie Sanders suggested if the president's serious about this, I'll help him. But beyond that, what about the other liberals? Where's Elizabeth Warren and all these people that have been screaming about high drug prices for all these years? Well, they also take contributions from the drug companies.
Yes.
All those politicians do.
But don't you think conservatives, I was going to say, I think it's everybody across the aisle.
Yes.
The question is, how feasible is this to actually happen?
Right.
Because Biden talked about wanting to do this. I mean, what president really hasn't talked about wanting to get drug prices down? There's a reason why they haven't been able to do it. It has to be those lobbyists just shoveling money into whoever will take it. They're just offering it up in hopes that that will squash any efforts to try to do this.
Right. You need somebody like Trump who's impervious to the pressure of those lobbyists. He didn't need them to get elected. I don't think he took any money from them that I know of. I mean, I guess that's not out of the question, but he doesn't need their money. He's the perfect storm that the establishment dreaded. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, and that's why you tie all this stuff together with even the plane and all that. You just can't buy the guy.
No. So if it's that simple, just by signing an executive order to slash the prices versus having to go through Congress, why didn't other presidents do this?
I don't think it'll be that easy. I think they might have to get something through Congress.
That's
how could Democrats, other than just wanting to deny Trump a victory, they've been griping about this for years.
Yeah.
And suddenly he's going to do something they've all given a lot of lip service to. Are they really going to buck him on it?
This is the populist left stuff right here.
Yeah.
He's doing it. But a lot of the stuff, like you said, it has to work through the process.
It's gonna.
And when he signs these executive orders, it's like a warning shot. It may not do everything, but he's firing the shot going, you better get in line.
Yeah.
Ryan, remind people where they can listen to Wiggins America.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8. And then Sunday evenings, 7 to 8.
And every day on the Annie Fry Show.
Yeah.
Noon to 3. All right, Ryan, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, quick break. We're keeping an eye on the president to see if he's going to speak. If he does, we'll get to that before the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
The Mark Cox Morning Show
on 97.1 FM.